Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find helpful as you make a difference with people who make a difference to you. As I was thinking about what to focus on for this episode, it occurred to me that perhaps decision-making might itself be an appropriate thing to spend some time considering. If you're like me, and most other people for that matter, you likely make dozens, if not a few hundred, decisions a day. They, of course, range from the very trivial and inconsequential to occasional decisions that are potentially life-altering, that are very major, very important. Most days, though, our decisions are fairly routine and not particularly consequential. Our choices are within a pretty narrow range, and it doesn't make a great deal of difference whether we choose option A or option B, so long as we do in fact make a choice. What I would like to consider, though, are those decisions that are more important, that really do make a difference, that are particularly consequential, that we know that some choices will work out better than others, that it makes a difference whether we choose A or choose B, that what we decide matters to us and perhaps also matters to other people. The question then is, how do we make these consequential decisions? How do we make decisions that matter? Let me share with you a brief excerpt that explores one possible answer to the question, how do we decide?
There is a little quirk of human nature that is worth a second look. We seek out advice and guidance, we consult with experts, and may even peruse a few volumes in the library, hoping for insight and wisdom. As a result, we assimilate the best available ideas and thinking about our problem or issue. Do we then act based on all of that fine knowledge? Well, usually we do, but the little quirk is that sometimes we don't, even though we know better than we do. As Mary Wortley said, sometimes I give myself admirable advice, but I am incapable of taking it. It's definitely human nature, since it's been around for at least a couple thousand years. Cicero said, nobody can give you wiser advice than yourself. That's why we do what we want to do, despite all that good advice from experts. It's like Erica Jong noted, advice is what we ask for when we already know the answer but wish we didn't, or Charles Varlet de Lagrange, Ponce, when we ask advice we are usually looking for an accomplice. In the end, the famous anonymous likely has the advice we need. The best way to succeed in life is to act on the advice we give to others, since, as François Duc de La Rochefoucauld pointed out, it is more easy to be wise for others than for ourselves.
What do you think? Is it really true that we're just fooling ourselves or trying to deceive other people when we ask for advice and guidance, when we ask for their opinion, when we ask them what they think we should do? Sure, there's a grain of truth in there, but fortunately, it's only a small grain of truth. Most of us really do listen to the advice and guidance we get from others. We do seriously consider their opinions. We take time for what we might think of as due diligence when making important decisions, when making consequential choices, especially when those decisions and choices affect other people. We go through the process of understanding and then weighing the pros and cons. We explore the alternatives. We take time to understand what our choices are and to be sure that we have, in fact, included all of our possible choices into our decision-making process. Do all of us do that all of the time? Of course not. But most of us are pretty thorough most of the time, particularly when it comes to decisions that matter, decisions that make a difference. Let me share with you another brief excerpt that explores how that process works, especially when our decisions may make a difference for those people who make a difference to us.
Each indecision brings its own delays, and days are lost lamenting over lost days. What you can do or think you can do, begin it. For boldness has magic, power, and genius in it, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Make decisions quickly and unambiguously. This does not suggest that your decision-making is either impulsive or ill-considered. To the contrary, your decisions are based on thorough analysis and comprehension. The key is that the analysis and comprehension are fully informed by experience and supported by intuitive processes that are themselves very rapid and unusually accurate. Frequently, this means that you are unable to provide adequate explanations for decisions when they're made. Such explanations only become available retrospectively, as time is available to reconstruct your intuitive processes at a conscious level.
Whoa, that sounds like a real change in perspective, a real movement away from the be thorough and be sure you do your due diligence strategy I mentioned earlier. I agree, it does shift the perspective a little, but it certainly does not minimize the necessity of exploring our options, being sure we understand what our choices are, sampling the experience of other people, doing what we can do to be sure that we have as much information as possible, and that the information we have gathered is fully incorporated into our decision process. The point is that that process proceeds pretty quickly, and in fact should proceed without a lot of delay or unproductive obsessing over the details of the decision to be made. That brings me to today's tip. I have, over the course of many years working with people and organizations, been in the position to make a lot of very consequential decisions. The vast majority of those decisions have worked out okay, but quite frankly, I've made a few decisions that did not work out. Well, that's not quite correct. They did work out, it's just that they didn't quite work out the way I had hoped. What I've discovered is this. My actual decision usually comes pretty quickly. We never have 100% of the information we need. We never know everything there is to know. We have to cut it off at some point and trust in our judgment, our experience, our intuition, if you will. But here's what I've discovered and what I would like to recommend for your consideration. Go ahead and make the decision fairly quickly. As soon as you have a strong feeling, a strong opinion, a strong judgment that takes you one way or the other, or perhaps even if you're only leaning in one direction or the other, let that be your decision. But here's the key. Postpone acting on the decision as long as doing so is appropriate within the context of the decision process. Instead of spending all of your time evaluating how to decide and then making the decision at the last minute, reverse the process. Make the decision early on and then explore, test out the decision before you actually implement it, before you actually take action. How do you do that? The strategy I discovered and tried to use was to talk about the decision you have made, discuss it with people, let them know what you're planning on doing. And perhaps the most important step in that process is to share your decision, talk about your decision with those people that you think will most object to the decision if you actually follow through and act on the decision. pursue it thoroughly with the opposition. Why? Because they are the ones who are most likely to really know why you shouldn't make that particular decision. Do you change your mind, change the decision? Probably not, usually not, but once in a while, other people make a compelling argument why an alternative decision would be better. They bring up something that you had not considered. They help you reprioritize the elements you have entered into your formulation of the decision. Usually not, but once in a while, they save you from implementing, from taking action on what would otherwise have been a bad decision. So, the tip, go ahead and decide, make your decision, and then test it out with other people, especially those who disagree with you, who you know will disagree with the decision. And the question then is, did they make the case for changing the decision? If they did, change your decision. If they did not make the case for it, then follow through with your decision. As the excerpt suggested, follow through boldly and decisively. Thank you for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My email is feedback@howtomatter.net. I am Dr. Gary Crow on Facebook and Twitter, and my website is www.howtomatter.net. You can subscribe to How to Matter on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or your favorite podcast player. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.